Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Let's fly away, enjoy the day on a big hot air balloon. We'll see the sights, soar through the...
The Saratoga Balloon and Craft Festival is taking place next Friday through Sunday, June 20th through the 22nd at the Saratoga Fairgrounds in Ballston Spa. 125 artists and artisans will display and sell their original works. There will be live entertainment and music and ongoing craft demonstrations. There will be activities for kids. Oh, and 20 hot air balloons will launch. Christian Dutcher is the balloon component organizer of the Saratoga Balloon and Craft Festival, and he joins us now. Christian, good morning, and thank you very much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. So how did this whole festival come to be?
I was running hot air balloon festivals, and I was approached by the folks from Craft Producers, who are known for running high-end craft shows around the Northeast.
Right.
And we started talking, and we realized, you know what, if we put these two things together and then added in a strong component of live music and local food and local beer and kids entertainment, we can really make a unique, fun, and very family-friendly festival. And we did it up in Vermont last year, and it was such a success that we immediately outgrew the venue and relocated it down here. So,
where did you do it in Vermont?
At the Shelburne Museum.
Right. Okay. So then you come down here and do it, mm-hmm. and so this will be the first year in this region. Mm-hmm. It seems to make a whole lot of sense because this is what we know about balloons, mm-hmm. That you have to do them either early in the morning,
yes.
or late in the afternoon and evening.
That's right.
So that leaves you basically from 8 until 6 with needing something to do.
You're absolutely right. So we fill the day, you know, it starts off with a bang,
right.
and it ends with this, you know, wonderful launch in the afternoon. The afternoon launches are always the most popular launches. And we provide some ballooning events throughout the day, but you can't do much. You can't launch a balloon during the day because the winds pick up because of the heat. So in come the craft vendors and artisans selling all day long and providing demonstrations, and we provide kids entertainment going on. So we are able to provide some continuity of balloon events throughout the day, but it gets the middle of that day gets filled with all these other exciting things going on.
There's something interesting about this. I love going to these events, to balloon festivals, and I've been to many in my life. And some of them are very small. Some of them are very large. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed is that, and I don't mean this to be disparaging in any way to the other festivals, but it doesn't really matter how many there are, does it? I mean, like if you like 20 or 100. You sort of get the idea. I mean, I almost rather have like a smaller number to look and sort of mm-hmm. see and have some elbow room mm-hmm. and walk around. Mm-hmm. And you go to Albuquerque and there's just hundreds of balloons and they're all of this stuff and it's you know, it's crazy.
Right.
Whereas it's nice to just be able to focus on a thing.
You're absolutely right. When we talk about it internally, we try to determine what is the right balance of the number of balloons. And 15, that's, you know, there are events that launch a dozen, and that's fine. Yeah. And it's very pretty and it's very nice.
We had one in Cambridge this past weekend.
That's right. Yeah. And we think that the sweet spot is around 25. Unless you are in a really big venue that warrants that additional acreage, 25 balloons is a lot of balloons. It'll probably go up in two different waves. It'll be that many balloons because each balloon is surprisingly large when you get close to it.
Yeah. How do you get the balloonists? Is that hard at all? Or once you put out a call, you get a million people that want to come?
It's not too hard because they love it. Flying from a festival is a lot of fun to them. They'll be flying in front of thousands of people, applause, cheers, and that's not something that you get unless you're at a festival. So they generally are gung-ho about it, and they provide a good show.
And so, as I mentioned, you're part of you're doing the balloon component mm-hmm. part of it. So you will have ultimately 6 launches?
Weather permitting, yes.
Yes, and that's key. We'll talk about that. That's key. Weather permitting.
5 launches. I just kind of
5 launches. Yep. Okay, none Sunday night, right? So you do
none Sunday night. We'll do a media flight Saturday morning, Friday morning.
Yep.
Big flight Friday night, yep. followed by the balloon glow, which is a totally unique experience. We're doing a different spin on the Bloom Glow, two on Saturday and one on Sunday morning.
So what's the different spin on the Moon Glow? I have to ask about that, or Balloon Glow.
So the Bloom Glow, for those of your listeners who aren't familiar, the balloons are erected after sunset, so it's dark out. And when the burners are ignited, these colorful balloons during the day light up like huge luminaries at night, and it's really magical. What we will be doing is we've hired a local company to come in and provide lots of specialty lighting around the property so that the whole environment will be this overwhelming, beautiful array of colors, and we're going to have fire jugglers and a lot of other interesting little takes. So it's going to be this visual extravaganza. That's the goal, at least.
Fire jugglers. Yo, very cool. Okay. So that's neat. Okay. So then you have these launches, and weather permitting, and the weather has to be pretty perfect, right? Mm-hmm. You worry about rain knocks you out pretty easy.
Yep.
And then the winds.
It's the craziest thing. If it's blowing any more than, say, 9 or 10 miles an hour, there probably won't be a launch. So yeah. The conditions have to be just right. So generally, about half the scheduled launches actually get up in the air.
And that's just the nature of the beast of the festival.
That's right.
And you have to know that going in. So I assume last year you had a really good experience, right?
We did.
That makes you say, okay, I want to do this.
We did. And that's the beauty of social media, really. For this type of event, we can put the word out right away, whether it's going to happen or not, so that people know whether to come or not.
And that was a big thing, because before, you would sort of just trudge out there and wait and wait and wait, and nothing could go up, and then you'd grumble and
home
and never come back.
5:30 in the morning with your children.
Right.
No launch. That's a problem.
And the morning launches are really something.
They are. Oh, they're magical. Because I very fondly remember going to a balloon rally when I was little, and the morning mists were there, and you couldn't see the balloons until you approached them, but you could hear them in the distance. And then once you got close to them, they sort of appeared magically out of the mist, and it was amazing.
I went up in a balloon on Saturday afternoon, late Saturday afternoon, and at the Cambridge Festival, mm-hmm. and it was one of the things that I thought was, I'd been up in a balloon before, but I had never been up in one in my town.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something so cool about going up and knowing the area and seeing it from a different perspective. Because if you go somewhere else, I think it's easy to get disoriented, mm-hmm. of where you are, because mm-hmm. you're looking, you know, from above. But of knowing a place so well, and it not having to be that busy, and I think Saratoga would be the same way,
mm-hmm.
Where you look around and you look down and you see it, and it's beautiful and it's fascinating.
And it's totally unique.
Yes.
I've been fortunate enough to go up in balloons, as you would imagine, being a guy who does this for a living. And people often think that it's, you know, like taking off in a rocket. In fact, it's much more like going up in an elevator. It's this very peaceful, and it's loud when the burner goes on, but then it becomes silent when the burner's off. And most of the time when you're flying, there is no burner. So it's a unique bucket list experience. That's what I tell people.
And I've heard that. I've heard that described that way a lot, of a bucket list experience. Mm-hmm. And I think people who come often think of it. One of the things that surprised me at the Cambridge Festival, and I'm sure you'll have this at the Saratoga Festival too, is that I was surprised that people travel for this, in the sense of we met people from Manhattan who came up and they look at a list of balloon festivals and they say, okay, well, this one fits into our schedule and we want to do this, and then this is something we want to take off our bucket mm-hmm. list, so we're going to travel mm-hmm. this far to do this. That mm-hmm. that's really fascinating, because we have the space, we have the acreage to be able to do something fairly large.
Yeah, I anticipate the same thing for our rally, including folks coming out of Canada. When we did it in Shelburne, we had a number of folks coming out of Quebec. That was a nice surprise.
Yeah, and there's a lot of balloonists from that region too.
There sure are, yep. There's some big festivals up there.
What can we expect in balloons? Are most of the pilots from the immediate region? Or
Many are, but many are, we have some international folks. Canada, you qualify
international.
As international.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely.
So we'll have mostly from the Northeast, some from a little outside of the Northeast, but mostly from the Northeast.
And are you getting into like special shapes or anything, or just?
We'll have some special shapes. Yep. We'll
okay.
have a clown and somebody a balloon called Pico. It's a funny face.
And that's always fun.
It is. I should also, I'd be remiss in my duties if I didn't mention that the craft side of things will be equally impressive. The we, for anybody who is familiar with the Hilding Arts and Crafts Festival, very high-end show in Manchester. It's the same folks bringing, organizing the craft side of things. So you'll see the same quality at this festival.
And they've done many festivals at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
That's right.
It's a beautiful, beautiful event.
Yep.
Really cool. That again is a very sensory experience. There's a lot going on.
There is, yeah.
Very, very cool. You'll have the balloon watch, the balloon glow. There will be tether balloon rides.
Tether balloon rides. There'll be something called a balloon walkabout, where you take a balloon, partially inflate it with cold air, lay it on its side, and allow kids to go in. It makes this cathedral of color, as I describe it, and kids absolutely love it. And I see a lot of parents in there as well. So it's a
They run around inside the body of the balloon.
Yep.
So they have the fan going in the balloon.
That's right.
Oh, that's really cool. Excellent. The Saratoga Balloon and Craft Festival is taking place next Friday through Sunday. That's June 20th through the 22nd at the Saratoga Fairgrounds. You can find out more information by going to their website. It's balloonandcraft.com, balloonandcraft.com. Or we have a link on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, or again, balloonandcraft.com. Christian Dutcher is the man in charge of the balloon component and organizing this for the Saratoga Balloon and Craft Festival. Christian, thank you very much. Have a wonderful time, and enjoy it. It should be a beautiful weekend.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.